Its current state, we're glad you're along here on Monday. Earlier this year, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow introduced a bill proponents say would better serve Americans with mental disorders. Her Excellence in Mental Health measure would expand access to community mental health centers, in part by making more of them eligible for payments under Medicaid. Critics of current approaches to mental health, and there are many, often say the existing system is underfunded, fragmented, and ineffective. But despite support by both her fellow Democrats and Republicans, such as co-sponsor Roy Blunt of Missouri, Senator Stabenow's Excellence in Mental Health measure remains in committee. To explain more of what the bill would do, we welcome Bob Sheehan back to Current State. Mr. Sheehan's the Executive Director of Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham Counties. Bob, good to see you.
Good to see you, Mark. Thanks.
You're keeping a pretty close eye on this measure. What's at the heart of this?
We are. It's Senator Stabenow's third attempt at getting Senate Bill 264 through the Senate and the House. It would create what are called federally qualified behavioral health centers. Currently, there is no federal definition of a mental health center. It was in law in 1963 in a sort of a vague notion, but hasn't been clarified since. This law would create these federally qualified behavioral health centers and allow for added funding, federal funding, for those centers when they serve people in their community. Closing the gap that's been left over the last 10 or so years. There's been large cuts throughout
the
country. Since
the closing of many state hospitals.
State hospitals, right. And during the recession, a lot of states cut their mental health funding. And so that gap is actually growing.
And we are at the 50th anniversary of really quite a landmark piece of legislation. It's one of the, I believe it may be one of the last bills signed into law by President Kennedy.
It was the last one. He signed it on October 31st, 1963, the last bill that he signed before his death.
Yeah. And that changed the landscape.
Right. It really created the landscape of the community mental health center system started in October of 63.
And these federally qualified centers, the Ingham County Health Department right now, I know it has a federally qualified designation. Tell us a little bit more about that designation.
Sure, that would be a parallel. So Ingham County Health Department and nonprofits across Michigan run what are called federally qualified health centers for primary care, physical health care. This would create a parallel set of mental health centers that would be federally qualified behavioral health care centers. Behavioral health care is the term we use for mental health care. So it'd be a parallel across the state.
And there is some bipartisan support for this. Debbie got Republican Roy Blunt to be the co-sponsor. Marco Rubio of Florida is on board. What do you make of this bipartisan support?
Well, it's rather unique, and we like to see it. I think it's coming from two sources. I think some of the co-sponsors believe that this kind of treatment is needed, this kind of access. And some of the co-sponsors are signing on a reaction to some of the gun violence. I hate to say that, but I know that's where some of the motivation comes from.
And in community mental health is would be a federally qualified mental health center?
We would have to apply for this
designation.
We would,
okay.
Yep.
And there are similar measures here. We've been talking about Debbie Stabenow's bill, Senate Bill 264, but a similar measure exists in the House as well.
Right, 1263 in the House, exactly.
Okay. And Senator, I understand Senator Stabenow visited your facility in March to campaign for the measure. Is it fair to say this measure is stalled
I think,
or not?
That's a good point. Often in the Senate and the House, too, they try to build up a large list of co-sponsors, and that's what Debbie's trying to do at this point. The last two times they put it through, it was a very thin co-sponsorship list. Now it's growing like we haven't seen before. So she wants to get virtually a done deal, and I think it makes a lot of sense before it goes to the Senate floor.
Does the anniversary of Sandy Hook tragedy play into this?
It does, sadly so. So as I tell friends, we'll take anything we can to expand the system. I'm just saddened sometimes that people, it's the fear of mental health conditions that sometimes drive people to support this kind of bill. Mm-hmm. And Sandy Hook, unfortunately, helps to fuel that fear.
Let's assume the best. If this passed, how would that change your operation here based in Lansing?
Great question. So we're primarily funded by Medicaid and state general fund dollars. Medicaid is a good program. It'll expand significantly here in Michigan in April. But even after that, there'll still be about 30,000 to 40,000 people in the Tri-County area with no mental health coverage, not through private insurance, not through the exchanges, not through Medicaid. So that gap can only be filled by states stepping up to the plate. Well, states like Michigan don't have a lot of cash to put forward.
And in your view, Bob, what price do we pay for that oversight,
let's say. It's a large price. In the kids' side, kids fail in school, fail in getting along with friends, fail in the juvenile justice system because of it. Adults fall out of work. They fall out of relationships. They fall out of marriages. Seniors live a life of desperation and anxiety because of it. So that's the gap we're talking about. The bill that Debbie's putting forward, though, will actually put federal money across the country into these mental health centers to let us to make sure we can serve those not on Medicaid as well, which, again, will be a large segment of our population.
Do you expect something to happen? Is there something special about the calendar year about to come to an end here in terms of any more momentum for this legislation?
Right. Senator Stabenow's office is hoping to tag this on to other bills going through the Senate. There are a number of health care bills going through. The Affordable Care Act has unleashed an awful lot of Democrat and Republican activity related to health care, and there are a number of good bills that this could be tied on to. And so Senator Stabenow's office is working for Michigan House and Senate members to sign on board and support the bills that moves through both houses attached to another bill.
And I take it that part of the momentum here is an effort to create parity between purely physical disorders, which are, I take it, you believe are more widely acknowledged as legitimate expense, and mental disorders, and really creating greater parity.
That's right. So I'm glad you said that. The parity law was passed by Congress, and the rules went into effect this several months ago, actually. But without access, parity is sort of a moot point. You can tell people they have care that's on par with physical health care, but if you don't have access to the care, and this bill would give access to the care, it doesn't mean much. So we're impressed that Senator Stabenow knows that, and she wants to put the parity bill and it's, you know, where it should be with full access.
Tom Watkins, who is a guy you probably know as a mental health official in Wayne County, wrote in an op-ed piece late last week that it was important for Michigan House members to take more of a lead here now. With a GOP majority in the House, how likely is progress there? Is progress more likely in the Senate or in the House?
I think it's more likely in the Senate. But the House has a lot of supporters. Mike Rogers, the congressman from this area, has signed on. We're hoping that Dave Camp and Fred Upton, two Republican leaders in the House, will join Senator Stabenow and Mike Rogers in supporting the bill.
And why? Do you have any idea why they're hesitating?
There's a cost to it. These are Medicaid dollars that will actually be used to fund these centers. And so whenever you talk about federal funds, there's always discussion about whether it should be done. Both parties want to talk it through. I'm pretty sure this time Debbie has enough support in both houses and in both parties to get this through.
Are you hopeful?
I am. Okay. I am. Yeah, the bill has, I've never seen this list of supporters this long. It tends to be a handful. Now she has over 20, nearly 30 supporters in both houses, in both parties as well.
Mm-hmm. What are your most pressing challenges administering your organization right now?
Yeah, well, you know, it's sad to say this, but 50 years after President Kennedy signed the Community Mental Health Act, we still have an awful lot of stigma. We're talking about a half a century. People still view mental health conditions as something you don't talk about, you don't admit to, and you stigmatize people who have those conditions. I'm still surprised this many years later.
I know in 2013, one of the developments that you have been involved with has been a greater integration of mental health practitioners in primary care settings. That represents a change?
Yes. It's a welcome one. We have in 11 sites in the Tri-County area, we have mental health therapists and psychiatrists embedded in primary care sites. And a few months ago, the Federal Qualified Health Center, the physical health one, just opened in our buildings to serve CMH clients. So I think this Tri-County area is really ahead of the curve. Lots of folks are doing it across the state, but I'm quite proud of my physical health partners who have joined us in this.
That suggests greater parity.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And greater access, so people can literally walk down the hall. If I see my physician and I express mental health needs, he or she says, come on down the hall with me. Let's go talk to a counselor. Yeah.
Are you serving a lot of veterans?
We are, more than ever, yeah. And I think there's an increased sensitivity to the mental health needs vets bring home, whether they've been in combat or not. They bring home needs that we haven't, I think, been sensitive to, and we're becoming a lot more sensitive.
Do you think that accounts for some of the, even part of the momentum behind this measure?
I do, yep. I think there's really, and I'm quite impressed, there's really a pro-veterans feeling in both houses, and I think that's fueling this as well.
Okay. Bob Sheehan is the executive director of the Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties. We've been talking about parallel legislation in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House that would reform current approaches to mental health, primarily by creating federally qualified behavioral health centers. Bob, good to see you.
Thanks, Mark. Good seeing you.